with us today is Steve Cates, otherwise known as Dr. Sky. And every Sunday morning, we get together to talk about what's out there, what's going on. And he really is one of the most interesting categories we have. Dr. Cates, I'll call you Dr. Sky, Dr. Cates. Happy Easter.
Yes, John. Happy Easter to you and the listeners. It's amazing how quickly the clock moves as we move into 2024. But John, let's take a journey with our listeners into the core of our Milky Way galaxy. Here we find out that there's a supermassive black hole. It's known as Sagittarius A star, and it lies at the heart of our Milky Way galaxy. That's 27,000 light years away. And astronomers now have created a picture of what the black hole looks like. That's unprecedented. It has a mass of over 4 million suns, and it eats stars, John. And the image shows this large spiraling magnetic field by a couple of radio telescopes called the Event Horizon Radio Telescope. And there's a star that orbits it called S2 every 16 years, and it probably helps that black hole to survive. But John, no light, no heat, no radio waves get out of this thing. And a Nobel Prize was actually awarded in 2020 on this discovery, which is amazing. So a black hole is a lot closer than we thought, right in our galaxy.
Wow. And it's what can I say? The things that really gather my mind is the things that we have, the rovers we have on Mars, the rovers we have on the moon, the fact that we're going to be trying to go to Mars's moon soon. What else do you, and the total eclipse coming soon, next week, is it, or a week after?
Yes, John, a little over a week. And here we go. Just an update. You know, I'll be the guest speaker at a big Texas music festival. But more important than that, I just want to alert everybody. Some counties in Texas and upper, you know, areas where totality is, they're issuing these warnings. And maybe they're right. We expect maybe a million people into that area of Texas. But, John, if you look at the old eclipse path from Texas all the way up into New York State and up into Maine, 32 million people can experience this particular eclipse. But what are they talking about as a warning and not to alarm people? They're saying that the cell system for cell phones may be overloaded. Have enough gas, food, and whatever you need if you're driving in there. When we were up in Oregon, John, and into Idaho in 2017, it took us, get a load of this, about 10 hours to go 80 miles because everybody was fleeing. It was like the exodus, you know, that you see in some of these movies. So be prepared. But John, there's something even more interesting. We always talk about the mystery of the week, and this is something positive. What might have been the best evidence of a true extraterrestrial radio signal ever? But back in 1977, a lot of people never heard of this. The Ohio State University's Big Ear Radio Telescope detected a signal from the same area we're talking about with this black hole in the galaxy, from the constellation Sagittarius. And it lasted 72 seconds at a frequency, John, of 1,420 megahertz. What's important about that frequency? It's a region in the radio spectrum that's, you know, dedicated to radio telescopes and not for Earth, you know, communications. So it should have been clear. And to date, that's the best radio signal we've ever seen. Nobody understands it. Nobody ever, you know, saw it again. But what makes it unique, John, it has a special type pattern as if something out there is trying to, of course, communicate with us. That would be amazing. Don't you think?
Well, it sounds amazing. The fact is, was it maybe one of our own radio signals that bounced back?
They tried to find this out, John, and they're still investigating this. I know that's a long time ago, 1977. That's the year that the Voyager spacecraft were launched. But what makes it unique is it's the pattern that came out in. So they're saying, no, it's probably not man-made. You know, some argue on the other side that it could have been some Earth satellite that the signal bounced off of. But they try to keep that frequency as clear as possible. And let's hope they do, because with all Starlink satellites that, you know, they photobomb big images that telescopes are taking, we got to have some sort of clarity out there. So that's kind of an open frequency. But more to report on that, John, because, you know, it's interesting. We'll keep everybody apprised of this. But I wanted to mention, for people who want to know about the eclipse, go to our new website. It's just drskyeclipse.com. And of course, they can find out more information. Proud to be here with you on the Cats Roundtable. The Dr. Sky Experience, updated information always at wabcradio.com. As we talk about what, John? The great realms of astronomy, space, aviation. And you bet, my friend, just like you, talking about truth, justice, and the American way, many great interviews about American exceptionalism and how to keep us free, what, the greatest country on God's planet. And it's a privilege and honor, John, to be with you during the holiday. And happy Easter to each and every one of you out there.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sky. Happy Easter, and we'll catch up again real soon. I love those mysteries.
I appreciate your time.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.